It's true that Peter was a great evangelist, but Paul was the greatest evangelist who ever lived. And I'm going to show you that the Bible is very clear about this. Joel, Peter, and Paul all deliver the same message to the church. And again, Joel's message was very clear. Everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. That's Peter's message on the day of Pentecost. Everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. And again, that's Paul's message. Everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. Now, I'm sure that everyone in this room has heard someone, some Christian, quote these verses or this verse. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess. Well, I've heard many Christians quote that verse. And have you ever looked at the scriptures to see what it actually says? Well, that's what we're about to do. Turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. We're going to look at verses 9 through 11 because that verse actually appears here. Now, I'm going to read to you, and I'm going to insert the name Yahweh where the name actually belongs, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Therefore, God also exalted him. Now, this him is Jesus. And bestowed on him, and the word bestowed on means gave to him. Therefore also God highly exalted Jesus and bestowed on him, or gave to him, the name which is above every name. Okay, let's stop right there. What is the name that is above every name? That name is Yahweh. So verse 9 should read this way. Therefore also God highly exalted Jesus and bestowed on him, or gave to him, the name Yahweh. That's verse 9. This is verse 10. So that at the name of Jesus, and we'll stop there, the phrase here, the name of Jesus, actually is referencing the name Yahweh. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It's interesting, isn't it? God highly exalted Jesus and bestowed on him the name Yahweh, so that at this name, the name of Jesus, which is Yahweh, every knee will bow and every tongue confess. Now, some of you may be thinking that I told you I'm not going to share my opinion with you here tonight, but that's what I've done here. That's what some of you are probably thinking. But I assure you, I'm not sharing my opinions with you. That is actually what Paul said. Now, I know this because he's quoting Scripture. Peter told us he was quoting Joel, and that was a great favor to us. Paul did not tell us that he's quoting Scripture here, but he is. He's actually paraphrasing Isaiah 45, verses 21 through 24. Let's turn to that. Now, this is Isaiah 45, verses 21 through 24. I'm going to read it to you. And again, this is from the New American Standard Bible. It's 1995 edition. I'm going to insert the name Yahweh where it belongs. And I'm going to tell you where the name Yahweh is used and should be instead of pronouns. And there is no other God besides me. And this is a pronoun. It refers to Yahweh. And there is no other God besides Yahweh, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none except Yahweh. And again, that would be the pronoun me, and I'm replacing it with Yahweh. That's verse 21. Now verse 22. Turn to me, Yahweh, and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back, that to me, this is Yahweh, to Yahweh every knee will bow and every tongue will swear allegiance or confess. They will say of me, Yahweh, only in Yahweh are righteousness and strength. Men will come to him. Who is that him? Yahweh. And all who were angry with him, who? Yahweh, shall be put to shame. Very clear. Paul is quoting Scripture. That is exactly what Yahweh told Isaiah. People, it couldn't be any clearer than that. Everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. Now again, some of you are thinking, well, that's not exactly what Paul said in Philippians 2, 9 through 11. And you're right, that isn't exactly what he said in Philippians 2, 9 through 11. But it is exactly what he said in Romans 10:13. This is Romans 10:13. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. All the letters in the word Lord there are capitalized. The word, the name Yahweh should go there. So Romans 10:13 reads this way. For whoever will call on the name of Yahweh will be saved. And again, that's the same message that Joel delivered. It's the same message that Peter delivered on the day of Pentecost. It's the message Paul preached to the world. It's the summation of his message. It just can't be any clearer than this. You've got the prophet Joel and the apostles Peter and Paul telling the church, everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. We've got Yahweh saying he's the only God, the only Savior, the only Redeemer. You've got Jesus saying he is Yahweh. How much clearer can it be than that? In fact, I don't think it can be any clearer than that. Don't you see how unfortunate it is that we have stripped God's name out of the Scriptures? Because what we've done is we've ripped the heart and soul out of the Scriptures. We have taken God's name out of the Scriptures. And the whole message of the Bible is that Yahweh had to become a man so that he could die as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And we've stripped that name out of the Bible. We've given him names that he never had. The name Jehovah, for example, that was never his name. How unfortunate. How wrong it is to have done these things. Like I said before, there are people who worship other gods, and they will tell you his name from early in the morning till late at night. And Christian people do not even know the name of their God. They don't even know the name in which they have salvation. That is not just unfortunate people. Like I said before, that is just plain wrong. And it's time to do something about it.